guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. I have two stories tonight. First one is a very quick one. Second one, I think it's satire, but honestly, I don't know. Because I've read articles like this before that aren't satire. Maybe it's just written like funny to be humorous. But either way, I think the message behind it is kind of serious. And if it gives you an idea of how women think. But the whole theme of tonight's video is women doing things and being places they shouldn't be when they've told you otherwise. So the first story is here from Breitbart. It says, Illinois mayor who sent cops to break up a band party finds his wife there. And the way he handled this, he's a champ. I'll give him that much. An Illinois mayor who sent the police to crack down on parties of more than 10 people during the bug lockdown found his wife at one of those parties. Brant Walker, mayor of Alton, ordered the police to crack down on anyone who violated Governor J.B. Pritzker's stay-at-home order issued on March 20th, which has now been extended to April 30th. According to the order, all non-essential businesses have ceased operations and residents have to stay home unless they have to leave for essential needs such as grocery shopping, seeking medical care, or going to the pharmacy. There's also a provision in order that limits gatherings to 10 people at a time to halt the spread of the bug. The city's chief of police notified Walker on Sunday that officers were investigating and putting a stop to a social gathering in downtown Alton and told him that his wife had been in attendance at the party. He told the police to give the same punishment to his wife that they would to anyone else attending the party. He said, my wife is an adult capable of making her own decisions, and in this instance, she exhibited a stunning lack of judgment, and I am embarrassed by this incident and apologize to the citizens of Alton for any embarrassment this incident may cause our city, he said in a statement. So number one, obviously, she was somewhere she wasn't supposed to be. And number two, he told her, told them, lock her up or fine her or do whatever you're going to do just like everybody else. But it goes to show you that even someone as high up as this guy, even he, apparently his wife was somewhere she wasn't supposed to be. Now on to the main story. Now I want to say that this is satire. I think it's satire. I'm not sure it's satire, but it's written very glibly. So I think it's satire. But nonetheless, the message that she says basically is, I don't like cheating, but all women should do it. So let's read her story. And again, this is going to tell you how somewhere, I mean, you don't make this out of the air. So even if she's being glib, she's obviously speaking some truths here, I feel at least. She says, as a woman who values healthy, and I have to change a lot of words in this, by the way, because she is a very raunchy writer. As a woman who values healthy adult relationships, I can't stress enough that I abhor infidelity. I think a man cheating on a woman is just an emotional version of upper decking her toilet. When a man does a girl, he's taking a dump in her body. But when a man cheats on a girl, he's taking a dump in her heart. For these reasons, I despise men who cheat. But I also feel that cheating, at least from a woman's perspective, is somewhat necessary. What? Really? Men and women cheat for different reasons. For men, it's basic and shallow. They just love to fool around and be with a woman. And when they cheat, it's only because they want to have a bedroom experience with more women. Women cheat because they were wronged, because they are missing something in their lives. When a woman cheats, there's a nobility to it. Now, the wrong doesn't have to be what the guy did to you. You may have been wronged previously, but a lot of women step out on the guy that didn't wrong them. And because they're missing something in their lives, that's fine. Then break up with the guy you're with. Doesn't mean you should cheat on him. About a year ago, I was in a relationship with a man I will call Dave. His real name is Steve Harvemeyer, but to protect his identity, we will just call him Dave. So just to be clear, I'm going to use the name Dave, but really I mean Steve Havemeyer. Again, I think she's writing this to be funny. I find it an amusing story, but what she says is still messed up. So anyhow, I was dating Steve, quote Dave Havermeyer, and when we first started hooking up, it was like the world was covered in a magic pixie dust that made everything better. Colors seemed brighter, emotions more impactful, and even the weather itself seemed to improve. It was those early stages of love in which the feelings are so potent that it makes it hard to tell how much of it is your heart and how much of it is the ketamine. I really thought Dave, parentheses, Steve Havemeyer, was my soulmate. We liked the same music, we had identical taste in sports teams, and we even went to the same bar near my work. It was a match made in heaven, or one of those dating sites that uses math to tell you who to do it with. I'm not a young girl anymore. I thought this was kind of a connection that only existed in movies, but here I was in love with a man named Steve Havemeyer, I mean Dave. But like all good things, our love atrophied. After about 6 months, I had moved in with Dave, and suddenly the conversations ran dry. We started having arguments. I began to worry he didn't really respect my theories on the Breaking Bad finale. I began to suspect that Dave didn't really think I was as beautiful as I thought I was. I began to suspect Dave of cheating. Now, again, she may be, again, being a little funny here, but after about 6 months, yes, things do atrophy. Things level out. Conversations do run dry. And you've run out of the new tingles, the excitement. You know, that does happen. So I have to take her face value at this. So, and isn't the suspicion of cheating just as bad as cheating itself? A man doesn't actually have to go out and be with another woman to be a cheater. After all, what if he can't find somebody else? Men don't have the access to the bedroom fun that women do. If he could have cheated, if the option was available to him, that's just as bad as actually cheating. Dave basically cheated on me by not respecting me. Again, I don't know whether to take her for real or not. So one night, I told Dave I was having a girls' night out with some friends, and I went out with a man I had met on the bus a week prior. He was tall and handsome, a little pudgy, but he made up for this with his sense of humor. He loved risky jokes as much as I did, and he could quote Airplane as if it were scripture. I was in love. We went back to his place, and I made a decision to live and experience. I made a decision to open my heart to another man and dispatch with patriarchal conventions of fidelity. I made a decision to fully live my life. We did it on his couch in front of his dog, a little bull terrier named Miles, who was chewing on the spot when we woke up in each other's arms. Through bated beer breath, we pantomimed regret and chose our words carefully. "Look, last night was a mistake," he said. "Yes, I agree," I joked back. "I don't think we should see each other again," he said, staring at the floor off in the distance. I nodded and packed up my stuff. I held back my smile until I was out the door. I played along, but I knew we were in love. I knew I would one day marry this man. It's these fun little games that make cheating for women so beautiful and fun. It's the mixed messages and nuance. It's the subtlety and the poetic indirectness of the whole thing. It's art. So either she's doing a very creative, fun story here, in which I actually do feel like she stepped out on this guy. And no, obviously she's not in love and all that. Or she is a creative writer and also completely insane. The more I read this, the more I think it's the latter, that she's a very creative writer, but she's also nuts. I went home back to Dave and I continued my act. The art of lying to a spouse is something inherently feminine and beautiful. "Where were you last night?" "I told you I was out with some gal pals." "Where were you, Steve?" "I was here." "I didn't think you'd be gone the whole night," he whimpered, the defeated man. His head hung low, revealing his thinning hair and everything I hated about him. "Ah, so you didn't think. That's new," I said with more than a hint of sarcasm. Dave's eyes welled with tears. There was bedroom fun written all over my face. Well, white stuff. It was white stuff, not bedroom fun. I'll leave the link below if you want to actually read the story unedited. "Why did you do this to me? I don't understand. Have I not been good to you?" This pathetic idiot collapsed on the couch into his paunch, and his tears fell on his swollen hands. I could tell from his complexion he hadn't slept the entire night. He had waited up for me. He had waited up for my return. Despite my agitation and disgust, I felt I had a responsibility to console him. I had to make sure Dave was still in love with me for his sake, and also so rent would be covered next month. I sat down next to him and put my arm around his meek and doughy shoulders. He returned my embrace. "Steve, I didn't cheat on you." Nicole, there's white stuff all over your face. Your face is literally covered in it. It's like you didn't even try to cover it up. How stupid do you think I am? Steve, honey, it's not white stuff. It's Jell-O. I laughed. We were doing Jell-O shots all night, and I missed my mouth like 6 or 7 times, and then again a couple hours later, and one more time this morning before I left his house. What, you're doing Bill Cosby now? You're effing Bill Cosby now? You're the expert on Jell-O? Why don't you trust me? This is why we're having problems. Something in Dave changed. He swallowed his pride and his reasoning. In that moment, I saw Dave take a chance on love. He swallowed his mistrust. He swallowed all the evidence contrary to my assertions, and he believed me. Okay, he said, feigning a smile and wiping his eyes and lips. It's okay, Steve, I said to the giant baby. I forgive you. Seeing Dave in that state of vulnerability and impassioned by my own ability to manipulate and deceive him, our love was somehow renewed. The small things didn't matter anymore. We connected on a deeper level that was only possible through my infidelity. We fell back in love on that couch, covered in tears and white stuff. We eventually broke up, but to this day, Dave still doesn't know the real story. A woman's vagine is filled with secrets, and with those secrets, we craft a narrative of our lives. A girl should never limit her horizons. A girl should never rob herself of experience, and for those reasons, every girl should cheat. Cheat out of love. Cheat out of hate. Cheat because if you don't cheat, you're still cheating, but you're cheating yourself. You're cheating yourself out of life. So, I think this was a very fun and well-written and telling story of how she views men. Even if she was writing and she was being creative and a little funny, she doesn't think much of men. She obviously thinks that they're stupid and that their vulnerability is weakness, and she really enjoys, it sounds like, tormenting men and assuming that they're not worthy of her brilliance and her wonderfulness. Now, that's my take on this story. Maybe there's something different about it that she was trying to express, but I don't know what it was. But I can say this, that if more and more that we see, both in videos, in posts, in Twitter ramblings, in news articles today, we see more and more of this attitude coming out towards men. And in many ways, I think even if women aren't a girl power, girl power, and they're not supporting that cause so much, there is a detriment to speaking ill of men in movies and commercials and on TV and in news articles and on and on and on and on and on. At a certain point, I think it sinks home. And some of these women are literally believing that men are not worth or nearly as much worth as they are. And if you remember the video I did a couple of days ago, I don't remember which one it was, but it was one that I was reading where women were stepping out like millennial women. It's the one I did on millennial women cheating more. Let me see if I can find it here. It's the one I did where it says, for the first time ever, married women are stepping out on men more. Anyway, it's like 2 videos before this one, but anyway, in that one, women were cheating on their boyfriends and cheating on their husbands constantly, and not one of them felt regret because they said that men weren't worth feeling regret about, as if they don't have feelings and their feelings don't qualify, that they're not important enough to even worry about. So even if they're not saying that, oh, I am a girl power advocate, there's still something to be said when you talk down so much about men that a part of a woman just comes to believe it. That even if they don't feel necessarily that they're better, they do feel that men are worse. And this story, I think, was a very good, well-written way to show, at least from my opinion, how a lot of women look at men today. So what do we do about it? Well, you can either find a way to struggle through the minefield and see if you can navigate this and find the right one, or you can take a step back and just realize that it may not be worth all the effort. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, links are below. As always, please comment, like, and share. And that's the best way you can support my work. Check out some of my older videos. And don't forget to hit that notifications button. Any donations you make directly to my PayPal below this month will be going to the frontline doctors in northern New Jersey and New York City to make safety gear so that they continue the battle of the bug. Guys, I will leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I am Joker. And remember, even if they're not yay girl power, it doesn't mean that they necessarily think men are any good either. Thank you.